I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians continue to be the focus of attacks in India, and now believers are starting to understand why the attacks are taking place. Thousands are displaced. Samson is with the World Bible Translation Center in India. He says WBTC is partly responsible for seeing the Christian population increase.
Hindu fundamentalists, they're visiting house to house, asking believers whether they are willing to renounce their faith. But these believers are not willing to give up Jesus Christ. And that is the result, that they are being more persecuted.
$6 can replace a Bible that was destroyed. Go to our website to help. Next, International Aid has launched a child survival program in the Philippines. Their team serves in 6 rural villages in southern Mindanao because health care is rare. International Aid's Milton Amayan says they're addressing 2 main problems of malnutrition and diarrhea prevention, but he says the outreach comes through the partnership with the local church.
The follow-up on the issue of faith and Bible study is done by local churches, and we make sure that when people ask us about our faith, we are open about who we are and what International Aid is trying to do.
And International Bible Society Send the Lights providing Bibles to Suriname. The region is still struggling to rebuild from devastating floods 2 years ago. Among the valuables lost in the floods were family Bibles. IBS STL produced the Suri Bible and is distributing it with the support of several partners. They also sent Sunday school materials, children's Bibles, and other Christian resources. Pray that the resources will help the church grow. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.